Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Well, kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa wairapa. Welcome to our monthly Energise Yourself program on Arrow FM 92.7. It's a New Zealand On Air initiative, and it's brought to you, Energise Yourself is brought to you by the Karatin Kyokushin Karate Dojo. My name's Alex, I'm your host. And the purpose of this program, guys, is just to give you an understanding of what Kyokushin Karate is. Introduce you to our dojo, mention that we have a Facebook page, and introduce you to our members, people just like you that with jobs and families and all that goes along with that. We encourage people to energize themselves. That's what we're all about. Remembering, of course, that, you know, movement, changes emotion. And really, at the end of the day, there's just the caveat that I'm neither a professional journalist or radio personality, and you can probably be thankful for that. I've got two guests along this evening, father and son, Lee and Riley Madison. And just before I get into that, if I can just talk to you all briefly about the Disability Expo that's happening at the Wairapa Event Centre in Carterton, Holloway Street in Carterton, on this coming Saturday, the 28th. Entry's free. There's over 40 exhibitors. And we've been doing some volunteer work with the organisation Good Lives Wairapa, mainly because we have two or three special needs children that train with us, and man, the difference that regular exercise and a community group makes is absolutely fantastic. So get along to that if you can, eh? So we'll move right along. So we have Lee and Riley Madison. How are you guys? How you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good, good. Tell me, here you are. How long have you lived in Carterton?
Coming up 21 years.
Okay, yeah. And where did you come from?
Palmerston North.
Yep. Cool. Yep.
Wairapa's home.
Yep, absolutely. And you're Lee. You're pretty heavily involved as a contractor. You've got a busy working life.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, totally. So I've been selling timber from sawmills.
Yes.
And as a broker for close to 21 years now.
Yep.
Working prior to that with the likes of Mitre 10s, ITMs,
yep,
that sort of thing. So, yeah, hands-on with the timber.
Yeah, good.
And now being a supplier, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, a busy lifestyle.
Yeah. And a lot of travel involved in that?
All over the place. So, yeah. East Coast, Lower North Island, South Island.
And you still manage to fit in some karate training, and you're also a bit of a football/soccer enthusiast as well.
The football's only started up about 4 years ago. This is our fourth season.
Yeah.
Prior to that, it was all about the kids.
Yeah.
Coaching the kids right through from 5 years old.
Yeah.
With Riley.
Yeah.
But here, 3 years ago, it was like, no, it's time for me to give it a go.
Yeah.
And that was terrifying as well. Being a 47-year-old.
Yeah.
Hadn't played football. Well, I think the last one was when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
And running around on the pitch, terrified, but bloody loved it.
Loved the
challenge.
Yep.
The building of fitness was huge.
Yeah.
It's a mind game.
Yeah.
Scoring a goal.
Hey.
When you're a defender.
Yeah.
Just really, really good.
Yeah, cool. And So Riley, you've lived in Carterton for all your life. You're a year 9 student this year at Kurinui College, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And you're into hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I play in Galway.
Yes.
Really fun.
Yep.
I went in with reps for a while. And
yeah, cool. And what do you like particularly about hockey? What turned you crank there?
Saving the ball and like getting a chance of tackling somebody.
Yeah. Ah, so you like a bit of argy-bargy if there's some going on. Good. Defend that goal.
Yeah,
brilliant. And what other things, for just putting karate aside for a moment, what other things of your sports have you been involved in? Any or
swimming for half yes. of my life and
yes.
then soccer for a few years and
yep.
basketball for
yep. a bit. Yeah. Cool. And the swimming part of it, what attracts you to that? Are you still swimming this year, or you got too much on with starting?
Too much on.
Yeah. So
you should still be swimming.
Mm. Yeah. There you go.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Dad being polite. good one. So let's move into the this weird and wonderful thing called Kyokushin Karate then. So what first interested you, Lee, in what we do there at the dojo?
So I guess it started with Riley starting, what is it, two and a half years ago?
Yeah.
When you started up?
Yeah.
Going along, watching him doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, it egged me along.
Yeah.
As a young boy myself, I think I would have been 8 or 9 years old. I'm not saying it was Kyokushin, but it was a style of karate.
Yes.
We did in Wanumata.
Yes.
And I only did it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But I still learnt, well, clearly I learnt a lot because it all came back to me.
Yeah.
It took a few weeks, but yes. it all came back to me.
Yeah.
Our kata was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Within about trying that kata 2 or 3 times, and I remembered it.
Yeah.
You know, a 50-year-old going back to when I was 8.
Yeah.
It was there.
Yeah.
The blocks, everything was there. So, just watching Riley sparring inspired me.
Yes.
Terrified me.
Yes.
To actually give it a go myself because I never want to hurt. I've never hit anybody in my life.
Yeah.
I've never been in a scrap or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I like the look of that challenge, you know. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So no, it was all him. He started it off for me.
Yeah. So you just sitting and watching and going, there's something. I remember this and And what about you, Riley? What brought you to the dojo? What was your first interest?
My friend brought me on Lewis.
Yeah, I remember Lewis. Yep.
Yeah, and I just was interested in training and especially fighting.
Yeah, especially fighting. Yeah. So what is it? Because a lot of young people tell us that these days. What is it you think particularly about the fighting side of it that gets you?
Fighting other people. Just punching and stuff.
So, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but it's kind of getting rid of a bit of aggression and a bit of, just being physical, the contact. You enjoy the contact like you do with your hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Excellent. So, and moving right along then, so aside from that, all of that, Riley, what keeps you coming?
My dad and
there you
awesome,
go.
Love it.
Yeah.
And everybody there.
Yeah,
and just fighting.
Yep, just fighting. Yeah. Do you think you'd go if there wasn't any sparring, as we call it? If you're listening, folks, it's not it's not blood and guts and blip everywhere all over the floor. Yeah, it's called sparring. Yeah,
and like working out and stuff.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah. You like the physical challenge, eh?
Yeah,
brilliant. And what keeps you going back, Lee?
The father and son thing is huge.
Yeah.
That's a major plus for me to hang out with Riley.
Yeah.
And the competition between the two of us as well is a big one.
Yes.
It doesn't finish at the dojo.
Yes.
Every morning, every evening, you get a jab to the kidneys.
Is that right?
Oh, he beats the crap out of me. Yeah.
Does he? Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I think personally for me, the most biggest thing is because I do so many Ks, I do a lot of driving, a lot of talking.
Yes.
I don't do a lot of physical work, as in manual labour.
Yeah.
And even before the football, if I didn't get out for a walk, if I didn't get out for a hunt, my body was aching.
Yep.
That's interesting, you'd wake up in the morning and you would just, you'd bloody ache.
Yeah.
Now, the football was a big one.
Yes.
The stretches, I couldn't kick above my waist before I started this.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm getting close to my head height.
Yeah.
Well, that's flexibility.
Yeah.
I haven't felt those niggles in the morning for a hell of a long time.
You hear that, folks?
Yeah. It's no pill.
Yeah, exactly.
It's exercise, simple as that. Yeah. The endorphins, you just feel absolutely bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
We don't always do the full 2-hour session.
Yep.
But the hour that we do, you put everything into it. You have to.
Yeah.
Every punch, every kick, because if you don't, someone pulls you up. But yeah, no, it's life changing.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And we will carry it on. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And aside from Dad, right, telling you that are you training tonight? Is that how it goes? What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what if Dad wasn't there? Do you think you'd I don't mean wasn't it. Yeah, so I'll rephrase that, folks.
Dad's dead.
if Dad said, well, it's all over to you now, son, you'd think ahead 2 years and you had 3 years and you had a license and all that sort of thing. Do you think you'd still go?
Yeah.
Yep, cool. So, which is cool. What are your goals for the year then, karate-wise? Because I know you've got a heck of a lot on with your first year at college and new learning and everything that entails, yeah?
Yeah.
What are your goals karate-wise for the year?
Winning a fighting competition.
Yeah.
And beat my best push-ups.
Yep. Yep. So you like the idea of that competition, eh?
Yeah.
You really enjoyed that? Mm. Yeah, yeah. What about that sort of got you going?
Fighting.
Okay, cool. Nothing wrong with that, mate. That's a good one. Yeah. So, what do you enjoy most about the training? Can you put your finger on any specific thing or?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the others.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. So your peer group or the other young teenage boys and girls that are there, that's a big part of it for you, the interaction and the community and camaraderie?
Mm.
Yeah, cool. What makes training fun for you, Lee?
For me personally, it's actually having a laugh with the kids.
Yep.
The kids are everything. Look, and this is off topic.
No, no.
But
it's all good.
But our gradings.
Yes.
Our gradings are huge. Yes.
Yeah.
We had a their last grading.
Yes.
We had a young girl, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And my when she stood up and she was given her orange black belt.
Yeah.
The skip she had, skipping up to get that belt, that smile on her face.
Yeah.
And she deserved it.
Yeah.
She put absolutely everything into it. You see some kids that don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
Potentially they're there because their mum and dad have said, you're going to karate.
Yeah.
You know, these are young kids.
Yes.
But then you get ones like Steph she's got a passion for it.
Yeah.
Absolute passion, and to support that passion, that's it for me.
Yeah.
To have a laugh with the kids, to allow them, and I'm talking about young kids, when it's time for sparring or such, you're a punching bag.
Yep.
Let rip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're actually, yeah. Okay.
And they do.
They try to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it's like, no, you can do better than that.
Yeah.
Show me what you can do.
Yeah.
You're not going to hurt me. Yeah. Punch me as hard as you can. Stop, yeah. Think about it, yeah. And do it. Then they do.
Yeah.
And the smile on their face.
Yeah.
That's the enjoyment. The kids, yeah. The enjoyment.
Yeah.
The exercise is the enjoyment. Yeah. No, it's awesome. Yeah.
Cool. And what about you, goals wise at the dojo? What, over the next year, what would you like to achieve, do you think?
Just pure fitness.
Yeah.
Pure fitness.
Yeah.
My biggest challenge is, and we've seen it in sparring, I don't have a massive motor.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's always been that way. Going into the football season, I'm a lot lighter now than what I normally am, so yes. I'm hoping that's going to definitely help me out.
Yeah.
I think by the end of the football season, and with karate, and with hunting,
yes.
I should be a lot better, you know, in a better position. So,
yeah. So you guys do a lot of hunting and fishing, yeah. How often would you get out in the bush?
Not often enough, if Riley was asking.
Yeah. Yep.
Answering the question.
Yep.
Like once a week.
Yep. Cool. Yep. Yeah. And you'd love to get out more.
Once or twice a week.
Yeah, but there's a great residue of fitness to be built up running up and down hills.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you're busy there, you're busy at school, yeah. Dad's busy at work. There's always something to do at home, yeah. But you're still... put aside some time, 2 to 3 times a week, to come along to the dojo.
Mm.
Yeah. So what could you put that into one big kind of, I do it because? Difficult question. It's not supposed to be. Yeah. The point I'm making is that you're a busy family. You got a lot going on, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, but you still find the time, even if Dad has to drag you along sometimes, probably. Do you have to drag him?
No.
No, okay, cool. Well, that's cool. So when you look back, Lee, we're the dojo's are 2.5 years now. You're a year or so. Yeah, is that about
bang on a year, February? Yeah.
So when you look back now, what's different for you, do you think?
Oh, well, A, the dojo's almost doubled in size.
Yep.
And it's good to try and encourage new people to come along.
Yeah.
I was at New World just on Monday night.
Yes.
After the dojo and my gi.
Yep.
As you do.
Yeah.
Covered in sweat. And this fella out in the car park just bailed me up and said, hey, I didn't realise, you know, there was local karate.
Yeah.
He does one up here in Marsden.
Yes.
He's like, well, I'm in Carterton, I might as well come along and have a look.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Bloody oath.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's good to encourage others.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Gives you something else to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or sorry, to spar with.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The usual.
They used to call it fresh meat.
Yes.
Yeah. So what it, Riley, when you look back, because there's a lot of changes, you've been with us 2.5 years, how did you feel about the whole thing? Put aside the fact that you started because your friends started, that was really the thing. How did you feel about that initially, you know, the training? What was sort of going through your head?
Like, it'll be fun doing it with my friends and
learning. Yep, yeah. Were you nervous or apprehensive about any of that?
Excited and a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Cool, yeah.
And they were young.
Yeah, exactly.
You think about it, they were real young.
Yeah.
And I think there were 4 of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was you, Summy, Nestor and Lewis.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Now it's just Nestor and you.
Yeah. No, brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. So what skills do you think, Riley, that you've picked up at the dojo in that 2 years, that you've picked up that's helped you outside of the dojo? Could you put your finger on that? Again, not trying to ask you just difficult questions, but, you know, We learn from young men. Did you know that?
Well, he's good at kidney shots.
Yeah.
I guess exercising.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So health is you can see that there's, you know, longevity there in health. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
But it's also spurred you along with the exercise you were doing?
Bench.
Yeah. What were they called?
Calisthenics.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a bit about that.
So calisthenics is like about exercising, like lots of push-ups, squats, sit-ups, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Pull-ups.
Yes.
Natural.
Yeah, you can, natural exercises and you can.
So body weight stuff without having to go to a gym. Yeah.
You can like learn different stuff.
Yes.
And like. Yeah, it gets you strong, like in a different way than gym.
Yes.
Like calisthenics is like usable strength.
Yes. Yep.
So it's different from other exercises.
So you've kind of done a bit of research on the side around that and, yourself? Brilliant, yeah. And what was your motivation behind that?
Karate, probably.
Yeah, just to be tougher and, when I say tougher, you know, stronger and more athletic, And where did you get your information? I know probably where, but where did you get it?
Karate.
Yeah, and your the calisthenics that you're doing at home, are you trying other stuff or just what you've picked up in the dojo and you're just taking that and doing it at home?
Trying new stuff.
Yeah, cool.
See anything on YouTube?
No.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rabbit hole if you go down there. No, good on you. Good on you. So he's struggling to find some questions to ask that can be deep and meaningful, eh? So, you know, what do you think, Lee, if you think about the difference that it's made in your, you know, so far for you, you know, you've mentioned a few of the things around energy and just your general fitness and all the rest of it. What do you think? Could you put it into, you know, a couple of sentences around just what difference your training makes for you outside of the dojo?
Hard question.
Yeah,
it is a hard question.
Yeah.
Clear mind, well-being.
Yep.
Lungs, breathing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to that fitness. Just feel bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
Just feel fantastic.
Yeah. Does it help with, you know, does it help with the energy you've got when you're out hunting?
For sure. Yeah. Actually, one huge thing for me was is my knees.
Yes.
Crooked knees.
Yes.
I've had operations on both of them twice each.
Yes.
Plus there's...
You'd never know that to watch you moving.
Arthritis.
Yes.
Always used to feel it graunching and as I was doing squats.
Yeah.
Now I don't do it. I don't feel it.
Is that right?
The one thing that's huge for me, I saw it last night in the dojo, was you had us sitting on the side of the wall waiting for our turn to do something. Everybody else was cross-legged.
Yes.
I've never been able to cross my legs in my life.
Yeah.
I did it last night for the first time and I was like, shit.
Wow.
Sorry. I was like, wow. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I was almost 51 years old and I was blown away that I could actually cross my legs where I have never been able to do that. Yeah. So that's flexibility. That's movement.
Yeah.
Joints.
Yes.
And that's, I guess, why I'm looking forward to this football season.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there are some competitions coming up. You're keen to have a crack at those as well, are you?
Yeah,
good. Yep. And how do you feel about competition, Lee? Because you had a bit of a go at a novice tournament last year, didn't you?
The Carter year, for sure. I wouldn't fight.
Yep.
I don't think, as I said before, I haven't got the motor for it.
Yep.
Unless I was fighting someone in my own fitness.
Yeah.
But I'd definitely I love the challenge of the kata.
Yeah.
To get it right, to put all your effort into every single kick, every single punch.
Yeah.
With Riley's fight last year, what I saw at the end of his, I think we were both very nervous going into it. We didn't know.
No, exactly.
He came out of that fight. He lost the fight,
yeah.
but he did the full time.
Yeah.
And I was nervous for him how he was going to react.
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of Irish blood going through him, and he gets pretty hot-headed.
Yes.
And within a minute, he was like, right.
Yeah.
I want the next fight.
Yeah.
And that was cool. Yeah. I was concerned he was going to be a bit put off.
Yes.
But no, he wanted more.
Yeah.
And that's awesome for a dad.
Yeah,
so.
Mm. And that's just that you're just competitive, eh?
Mm.
In your own quiet, unassuming way. Yeah. You're brilliant. That's fantastic. So we're getting down to winding up because I'm running out of questions, and that's cool. How do you see – this is crazy, crazy question to ask a 14-year-old.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you see yourself and karate in your life in 5 years' time?
Very good.
You're very good. Still there. Still engaging. Still working at it.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
You'll be 19.
Yeah.
19. Yeah.
Moved out of home.
That's a
2 kids.
Yeah. No. Cool. Well, hey, look. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming along. I appreciated that it's nervous and one of the challenges that we face in using this medium to generate interest in our dojo, of course, is that, you know, I'm certainly not a professional journalist or radio person, so it's good for me. You know, it's good for me to learn and et cetera, et cetera. So thanks for that. Anything you want to add to close up?
No, good as gold.
Yeah, all good?
Yeah.
Well done.